Now, in years past, we've celebrated, obviously. We're going to celebrate National Radio Day. You know, AM, FM, all the way across.
When does radio get this kind of attention?
When does radio get only one day a year? This is it. So, for the past few years, we've had a Radio Day jingle, which, of course, we'll play for you. And we've had the great Coyote McLeod, who we love, doing a phenomenal job. But we have more than that this year.
I've been doing some deep diving.
I have. I've been doing some deep diving. Just recently, a colleague had a milestone birthday, and because of that, I was looking back at years past on radio and discovered a few of the greats from the 80s and 90s.
And if I could, every time you see these videos or listen to these audio recordings, mm-hmm. you're kind of like Tom Hanks in the movie Big, but in reverse. Oh. You just keep pressing that Jumbo machine or whatever it is, Jombie machine's like, I wish I was smaller.
Take me back.
I wish I was younger.
Take me back.
Take me back.
I'm getting emails.
I don't want to be here.
I've gotten a couple of emails from different Two Guys Named Chris Priority One listeners, and apparently people are going on to TikTok now, and the videos that they're making, they must be using artificial intelligence because it looks like they're in the 80s.
Oh, I've seen one of those.
Yeah.
Come back to the 1985.
Yeah.
It is.
I've seen you try to dive into your screen.
Oh, it's magical. Because they're in the 80s styles. The cars are 80s. And there's some awesome 80s song playing behind them. I've seen
jean jackets, feathered hair.
Yeah. And they look at it.
The mall. So video arcade.
Right. They're standing in the mall or they're standing under the glow of a street light, you know, on a bicycle. Mm-hmm. They're kids, you know, teenagers. And they look out in the screen and they're like, what are you doing?
Come back to us.
They say, what are you doing in 2025? Don't you remember what it was? Why don't you come back?
Come back to 85. Yeah.
And I want to go. I mean, I'm like reaching in. He's right.
If only I could.
Almost scared to tell you this because I feel like today you'll spend your afternoon doing this. If you ever go just sometimes on YouTube or anywhere and just search like walk through the mall 1989.
Oh, yeah.
You'll find 20-minute videos of people who were just walking through the mall filming everything.
They actually recorded it.
Yeah, it'll say take a walk with me through the mall in 1992.
I've seen a little of that. It's like, who was doing that?
I never saw anybody do it.
It's shocking. Yeah.
Cameras were rare.
They had their camcorder, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was wondering where, and I mean, sometimes the video's really
good quality.
Yeah, like it must have been a professional job.
Well, these are being made clearly today, and I mean, they're brilliantly, they look great, but they have a fantastic 1980s soundtrack behind them. And all these kids just look out at you like, what are you doing in 2025? Come back.
Mm-hmm.
It's so much better here. Life is real here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where I want to go.
How do you feel about, you've probably seen this as well, these advertisements for make your old photos come to life with AI? Have you seen this?
I don't think I've seen that.
You can take an old photo, like it's say, you know, a relative's past, and it'll be like, you know, AI will take it and generate it to like a moving image.
Make the mouth move?
Everything.
Or just kind of like it's a living thing?
Like it's a living, like you're almost recording that moment.
I have seen a little of that.
And we've seen it like with Abe Lincoln,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. It's
a little too fake.
It's disconcerting.
Yeah.
I don't love it.
I mean, part of me is like, I want to take like a picture of my dad. You know, my dad's been gone, you know, 17 years now.
Make him move?
Yeah, and like the picture of the two of us. I want to just see it. But then I'd be like, it might creep me out a little.
A little creepy.
Yeah.
And it's not real.
It's not real.
So it's yeah. like these 80s videos at the end of them, I'm like trying to reach into the computer, but it's not real. We can't go back in time.
You want to go back.
I want to go back.
But you can't go back.
I know. That's exactly right.
I just want to go back like 10 years and just be like, take care of your knees.
Ten's too short.
Too short.
2015 is no better than now. Well, I mean,
you mean Biggie's knee?
Well, your knee.
For me, it is.
For your health, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, but I think you need to start in like 1998. By 2015, you're too far gone.
I want to go back and knock the PB&J sandwich out of my hands when I'm five.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Have a protein shake. What's that? You'll know.
You need to go back farther. I'm sorry. We should both.
That's
go
enough
back.
Mac and cheese, you fat little.
Yeah, exactly.
Man, what if you both went back? We could make this one of our many movies that we've created in this room.
Mm-hmm.
The both of you go back in time, and through whatever sort of confluence of events, things you do, things you don't do, you come back to today, and Biggie's your boss. You've switched chairs.
Oh, my God. Worth it just to
You're
go back.
You're Biggie's lackey.
Worth it. Just to go back to the 80s, it would be worth it.
Would it? If that's the end point.
If I'm standing by him, handing him stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Grabbing him Oreos.
Listen, when I was in New York, I tried to find that portal into the past.
Yeah.
I stood there for at least 15 minutes.
The vortex.
Yeah, you told us the address, and I wrote it down.
Zap me again.
People are standing on a corner in New York City, and their hair is standing on end.
Yeah, it's in Times Square. That's
yes,
right.
Yes, and I was very close to it, so I went to it. My hair didn't even stand on it. Many are thinking that it's a portal to the past, and I just stood there and said, take me. And no one even batted an eye. I was just standing there doing it. You know, everybody passed by, but
only in New York.
No such luck. Couldn't go. So in my, since we're celebrating National Radio Day, and we're doing it all day. I mean, from now to the Power Hour, it's, I can't even tell you all the boss jocks that we're going to have played here.
Long dead.
Well.
Or in recovery.
Yeah. There was a.
What's the common theme on National Radio Day?
Cocaine.
Most of the people here are dead.
Or leading addiction recovery groups. No one could talk that fast that long.
We're celebrating.
For an entire decade.
We're celebrating. You know, I went back to 1983, and this is when Chris Tim was saying, get me the Donald Duck sound effect. Get me the belch. Get me the burp, burp, you know, whatever.
Price is Right. Give me the yes bell.
Exactly. This is how it's done. This was a DJ in Texas in 1983. They did a piece on who's your favorite DJ in Beaumont, Texas. And here was one that was in the running.
56 AM KLVI with Al Caldwell. Morning to you. 10 minutes away from 8 o'clock at the Big Bing Bong.
So you're telling me that your job was, if you were in the studio with Al, I believe it was.
What's his name?
Al Caldwell.
56 AM KLVI with Al Caldwell. Morning to you. 10 minutes away from 8 o'clock at the Big Bing Bong.
Okay.
The big what?
Big Bing Bong. At the Big Bing Bong.
So you're telling
KNBG.
Me your job would be to stand behind Al Caldwell, and right after he says Big Bing Bong, you go burp, burp.
That's right.
Squeeze that little thing on the horn.
Yeah. That's my job. And I take it very, very seriously. Yes, you squeeze the little horn. Now, in my day, we had the Bing Bong, the burp, burp, would have been on a recording device.
Okay.
But
people had xylophones in front of them.
In his day, it was an actual...
A real...
You had to, yeah.
Burp, burp, and somebody behind him came into the photo and went, burp, burp. And then they're... Same piece. Texas DJ, 1983. They start with a cowbell. Boom, 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 boom. And then they give the time.
This is the morning wake-up service, 7:07. That's 7 after the hour of 7 o'clock.
It takes a year. Don't even try it. Whoa. Don't even try
it. I could never do that.
No.
The polish to give the time 3.5 times.
And... Each time more confusing.
Yeah.
That takes years to develop. You're not going to develop that overnight. You just can't do it.
What time is it? I don't know, man. That dude just really confused me.
Let's ask the DJ.
This is the morning wake-up service, 7:07. That's 7 after the hour of 7 o'clock.
Am I late or not?
Yeah. Wouldn't you like to know? That's what we do. We provide the time. We provide the weather. We give you interesting topics. We give you music, all mm-hmm. those things. That's why it's National Radio Day. How many people are listening? You tell me.
A lot. Well, we've had one call, and they said wrong number.
I was going to say the limit does not exist.
I was trying to reach a Bucky's.
The limit?
They haven't broken ground yet. And the answer is infinity.
The answer is infinity. That's what's so great about it. Now, here's the other person that I found. I didn't even know he existed. I'd heard the name, but in doing some research for my colleague's milestone birthday, I went back to San Diego in 1987, and there was a guy there named JoJo Cookin' Kincaid.
Oh, my God, that's a name.
Right?
This is another one where I just wanted to climb into the screen. Every time I see it, I say to Chris Dem, I just want to go back to this day in San Diego. It was a Friday, and he was celebrating... That the weekend was starting, and they call him a puker because he puked out the. But I loved every second of it. And they were doing a contest where you had to count the number of songs between now and like it starts here, and in 2 hours we'll ask you how many songs you have to name them. And he was starting the contest, and it was brilliant. I'll tell you something else. As the commercials were ending, they were giving a lot of it was like a car commercial or something. It was like lender financing and that kind of thing. And he was talking along with the commercial. It's brilliance. It's pure genius. 1987 DJ JoJo Cookin' Kincaid.
Approval. Yeah. Dealer participation may affect final price.
Yeah. This is it. The beginning of your party music marathon with money in the music. Friday, my attitude is showing. JoJo Cookin' here on Q106. Write the song down. Word up. This will get you $106 if you count to win on the Q.
Did you notice there when he said Q106, he said Q1 and the song went, ow, and then he goes six. Don't try it, Biggie. Don't even try it. No, of course you
couldn't. No, without proper eye protection, you could permanently blind yourself.
And I'll tell you this. I've always wondered what cocaine sounded like. I think we found it.
I don't believe it. I think that guy.
You think that guy
radio?
Was straight?
No, that guy's 80s radio. That's right. Yeah, I do not believe that man ever. In fact, I'd like to interview that man. Unfortunately,
I'll see if I can find him in a meeting.
Maybe that could be your podcast angle. The old boss jocks.
The old boss jocks of the
cocaine cowboys.
70s and 80s. The great jocks that preceded us, that paved the way. We stand on their shoulders.
The pioneers.
He also started. Now, this was another JoJo Kincaid. This makes me turgid when I hear something like this. We're starting a Friday with JoJo Kincaid. Hey! Listen to the song, and he's like, woo! Yeah. Oh! That's Word Up. It's ending.
San Diego's new Q. You don't have to tell me what day it is. It's Friday. Party Friday, time. Friday, we can Friday, be Friday, getting Friday, now. Friday, it's Friday, 5 o'clock if you're ready to do it. Quentin time. KKLQ, AM and FM, San Diego. If you're ready, let's get it.
I'm
oh my god!
It's like heroin in my veins. I
straight
love it so
into the vein.
That's what made me want to do this job. That's what that kind of DJ made me want to do this. Is that amazing or what?
Yeah,
I love that guy. I want to go back to San Diego, 1987.
What do you think JoJo would ask you? You don't talk about pickleball every day, do you? Well, I mean, not every day.
What would JoJo Cookin' Kincaid say about this program? We're not cooking at all.
Nah, we're not even simmering.
We don't cook. No, not even close. We're lukewarm at best.
That big guy's dead, right? No, he's still.
Yeah, I had an embarrassing incident on the pickleball court yesterday, as a matter of fact.
What a shocker. JoJo Kincaid just tuned out.
I was playing yesterday. As you know, the clarion call went out yesterday. That's the clarion call.
That's the Kepco call.
When Kepco wants to play.
That's royalty.
I don't even get a call or a text. I just hear. And you follow that sound to Gander Mountain and you play indoor pickleball, which is what I did yesterday. And I was playing with a partner. I won't say who, but we're getting up to the goal, of course, is to go from the back of the court to the kitchen line. And we didn't get there in time, so we got beat by the shot. And my partner said, get your fat ass up there. And I said, don't be so hard on yourself. And he said, I was talking to you.
Oh, dude.
I thought he was talking to himself.
My God.
He goes, get your fat ass up there. And I said, oh, it's all right. Don't be so hard on yourself. He goes, I wasn't talking to me. I was talking to you.
This can't be your normal partner.
He's a little He's a little more intense than my normal partner. My normal partner cannot play at those times. So when he hears the clarion call, he has to ignore. He just ignores it. So it was a rough day out there yesterday. I'll just say that. I wasn't moving as freely as
another
I should.
Cocaine-fueled day at the pickleball court.
We're going to play radio DJs all day. I mean,
that JoJo Kincaid, that's unreal.
It is unreal.
If you listen close enough, you can hear the girl's head hit the desk. Stay down there for a minute, sweetie. I got to go live.
I love that guy. I love that guy.